There are a couple of really pointed political songs for certain, but so much more of the record is about that thing I was talking about a minute ago, like, just pay attention, like, just believe in something, just speak your mind, just vote. I mean, like, that's totally what Sing Again is about, like, that's totally what Everybody On is about, like, there's so little feeling of, like, collectivism in the country, and there's so much to be pessimistic about, but there's so much also of this thing that Stephen Colbert termed as, what's the word, what did he use? Solidarity, that's what it is.
Solidarity.
Solidarity, yes, where people are super involved at their computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of blogging and like, dude, Ron Paul's awesome! And, like, that's about as far as, you know, it's like you're involved and you understand what's going on, but the only thing that you do is online and you don't actually connect with people and you don't actually, like you feel it in your heart, but you don't understand the feeling of what it feels like to feel it in your heart with 1,000 other people who also feel it in their hearts. And that sort of power and community and collectivism is something that I sort of long for. You know, my hope is that people enjoy it as a pop record, and then my hope is also that there's enough substance in it sort of politically and socially that you can dig into it if you want to. Like, if that's something that you crave, it's there. Because I do feel like there's been a dearth of that in recent years, and pop music, there are so few. I mean, like, God, like, when the artists who are making, like, real protest records are all between, like, 60 and 75 years old, like Neil Young and John Fogerty and Merle Haggard, like, killer protest records, but not for the right generation. And none of us indie rockers are saying anything of any political substance or any social weight. Like, there's, and that's fine. Like, I don't have any, you know, music is entertainment. I have no illusions about that. Like, that's what we do. Like, you know, when we go on tour, we are people's Friday night, regardless of what night of the week it is. And yeah, that's a beautiful thing. That's a privilege, and it's an honor to entertain people. And it's something I love every day. But I also, like, when it came time for me to write my own songs, like, this is all the shit that I live and breathe every day. I mean, anyone who knows me knows that this is all I talk about. Like, I can't ingest enough, I can't learn enough, I can't, like, it's been, I mean, I've been... You know, like, I've been slowed down during the Death Cab record because it's primary season. And when it gets to be, you know, when Republican results start coming in from Michigan, it's like I turn off the tape machine and I turn on the radio and start listening to everything.